was thinking of the picture. We have so many stultified things in here. I think the three of us were walking out there, and me, and over in the movement and so forth, I'll make it more of an informal kind of thing to let them go out. They're gonna go out after sunset. And I think it's Warren in here first to see what time he needs now. Because, you're not gonna talk to the press.
No, 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 sir. No, they got one. They got it, I think. Ran one for about 30.
Well, I don't see what they want. Sit down. Are you free tonight? That makes sense.
Well, the thing about it is, my wife is coming back.
Oh, got it.
She's coming back from North. See, she's been down there. She doesn't notice an office in the neighborhood now. She knows that I'm going to do it. But I think I ought to meet her at the plane.
Yes, sir.
Don't. 5:30, and I think I ought to.
I've got to meet the old.
I think I ought to meet her.
Where's Warren?
He's in his office, I guess.
I asked her, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's empty.
I think I should meet.
Oh, no, that's right, that's right. And if this don't work. Bother with those congressmen today, then I'm going to do it. I just happened that I'm supposed to do the Republican policy committee. That'd be an awfully good thing. What time did you have to leave to meet her?
Well, I should leave probably around 4 o'clock.
Ooh. Oh,
what time is your meeting with the Republican?
No way, forget it. 5 o'clock, but I can handle it. I'll just handle that by not telling them about it. Well, they will have read it, and they'll all be pleased. It's not about domestic policy anyway. It's going to be on the defense budget. So we'll see. Well, what I have in mind here now is that, as I told you, is that we need to all here triumphant. Jerry, we're going to take a walk out there and let them shoot the picture out there in the garden. So that we'll be in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, approximately when do you want that? The picture, 11:30 or?
Yes, sir.
And then after that, then Mel will come into the room and talk briefly to Brothers.
Now, what you
want? Not going to be, I don't want him fully ragged. You come up. I'll get out the water.
I will. Now, would you want to say something to the.
No.
No press out here.
There's going to be no sound. I'll say a word. You've got the announcement.
I do.
The president's got an announcement. Well, you had the announcement. I distribute that now. You see, I would distribute the announcement now.
Mm-hmm.
Say that the president's been meeting with Secretary Laird since 11 o'clock, so you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They can have a big picture after that.
Right.
And also, you could point out that he had a long meeting with the secretary on what day?
Saturday.
Can't be.
Yes, sir.
That we had a. Say 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
An hour and a half, that's closer to the truth. Was an hour and a half?
Yeah, it was longer than
that. Oh, we'll say 2 hours.
Yeah, it was about
2 hours. Yeah. Right there, can't be. So that's the background for it, okay?
Yes, sir.
All we'll do is to walk out as we can, mm-hmm. Take a picture, and then we'll be walking through there, and they can come out and shoot the picture, but we're not going to come out.
Right.
So the ballot.
Very good.
All right. Thank you. You know, that's quite a reflection on the, I thought I was saying this morning, the objectivity of your charges on the neither of the papers. Neither of the papers carried that story.
Like, I know, and I'm going to hit them again today.
That's unbelievable.
I'm going to hit them again today.
They were the double the number of wiretaps. You see, it's the Kennedy thing that kills.
That's right.
The number of the deaths only were the highest. Now, Eisenhower and Nixon, according to the least.
Mm-hmm.
He had an average of 110. Kennedy used the most. He averaged over 200. Bobby tapped everybody. These are only the ones we found in the files. Who in the files?
I'm going to hit that again today and have some more information for them on that. And see if we can't get
what more information?
Well, just to make sure they realize that these are national security tasks done throughout since 1945. And that they're not involved, they did not involve organized crime.
No, sir.
At all.
All of these are national security tasks. that organized crime things are entirely different.
And if we have those...
The entire number, and these are national security facts only.
Okay.
All right, fine, Barry. Thank you. Good luck. Well, I think the important thing is to move with doing a great sense of command.
In other words, you're in charge,
right? And the second thing is you may be asked.
No, it was unfortunate I couldn't see him this morning, but
I didn't
think I could talk to him before.
No, but I talked to him.
He's aware.
Yeah.
He's aware. And you're saying he won't, Ken Cole will remain as the, what does he call him exactly?
He's been the director.
He's the director, and that is his title. Yeah.
Yeah, director.
And,
you see, you're a counselor.
He's speaking about 11 o'clock out there. Which
right. But your title and function is somewhat different.
Right. And I think it's good to keep it so that it looks like it's a little different operation.
That's right. So that we're just not substituting Holloman under
right.
pay and
the situation was very good. I talked to Mike Mantis because, you know, Mr. President, I had to talk to Mike because of my friendship with him, and I did about
sure.
a half an hour ago.
Great.
And I
talked to Jerry.
I talked to him.
He was delighted.
Well, you see, you, Scott, and Jerry had come to talk to me about 4 weeks ago to put the heat on me. They wanted to come to you, and I told them no. And so I thought I had to talk to Jerry and to you because they thought that I didn't want them to think I was, just to read about it. Now, Mike was, very friendly. He even wanted to get his wife to call Barbara. And I said, geez, don't do it. Where is she? Why don't tell
you? The beauty of your situation is that you have lines across the aisle that are very, very good in so many respects.
And he was...
What other?
Well, I talked to Jerry.
John Rhodes, I suppose.
John Rhodes.
Good.
I talked to Johnny Burns.
Good. Are others going to be covered today?
Timmons has said that he's gone to 30 already.
Good.
So that they've been.
Well, and he told me that they're
for about. They're excited. Gary Hunter's going to be excited about it. They didn't think we could work. I'm going to say a couple things. Your role here, you are counselor to the president for domestic affairs. We put in an announcement that I've asked you to be in that because of your previous experience also. Member official of the National Security Council, and you will advise the president of broad policy in the domestic area. Now that leaves you in a way where you're not tied down to the day-to-day nitty-gritty, which Cole and that bunch of do very, very easily. Well, haven't you found them very good in this respect?
Super.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's better if I don't get that down to the day-to-day congressional context too, Mr. President.
Oh, gosh, yes. Well,
so that if
what we want to do is we're going to have to build Temples on the block. They live a little bit nice. Temples does a great job. And when Bryce comes, have Bryce do that handling. Bryce is the best congressional handler. You ought to be...
If I could do it so that I would be available to meet once a month with the Democratic caucus and the Republican caucus informally on the Hill, I think that could take care of it. And it doesn't bother me to go up there and sit down with all the Democrats and all the Republicans.
But you see, you know how they are. It's like a blotter. If they ever get you, Mel, if they ever get you, figure they can get you, you'll be at CNN one night, you'll be at SOS another night, and you'll be with the Sanctifying group another day, and they will just frankly wear you out. And I don't want you to get in that position.
Well, that's why I think it'd be better if you limited to the caucuses.
Right. You should be limited to the higher levels. you can do on a social basis. I think you can do what you want. You know what I mean? You know, you ought to be in the CNN crowd. They're all leaders.
Well, of course, those are the social things my wife likes to do.
Sure.
For those people.
Now, the other thing is that I think right at the present time, I want to emphasize strongly that we're really interested in, you're looking at the whole policy. For example, the cat at the meeting, the leaders, they brought up, you know, well, should we compromise on this? Should we compromise on that? Well, you can't indicate you're going to compromise before you have lost the battle. And on the other hand, there are some areas where we may have to compromise. And by failing to have a strategy in the back of our minds, we're in pretty bad shape. Now, Mel ought to look at those problems, if we think so, very soon.
Yes, sir.
And here, you've got to be particularly close to Mel to the edge of it. And you'll get along with him, don't you think so?
Oh, I'm confident here.
But you've got to let him, but you know, in other words, you're the buffer.
Yeah.
So that we don't have budget in our way. Another thing, you got to be very close to CAD, because that's where most of the dough is. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, do your very best to keep commerce, labor, agriculture, what else? What other domestic departments we've got? Oh, HUD, transportation. All of those are a different magnitude. But I think the tougher decisions will be in the area. Well, agriculture is expensive. I don't know what you can do there. In terms of your staff, you'll have to work with Al about that. I personally would think that the smaller your staff, the better. If you get too big, they'll have you doing too much. But you can have what staff you want. I mean, right on.
Yes, sir.
I don't need a lot of staff.
I think that'd be better to use the very bright guys.
I'd rather use the departments too as much.
That's the stuff. That's the stuff. We want to use the cabinet. I'll be a cabinet meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And there'll be a couple of leaders meeting tomorrow. There might be 30 days going to be on Vietnam, I hope. And you haven't gotten word yet.
If we don't have it, we'll just have to shoot heavily on the enticement visit.
Have we already invited the leaders?
We're inviting them. If we didn't move this morning, we couldn't have gotten them the way we want this afternoon. It'd be too late.
Gosh, I don't know if I can waste their time that much.
Well, remember, you had promised them a readout.
Yeah.
On Iceland, and we're pretty confident we'll have a Vietnam thing, but it's...
Yeah. Well, if not, we'll tell them that we'll let them gas a little bit now. With the organization.
That's right.
They're all... He can be there and so forth and so on. Do you think we ought to get Mel into this wage price thing, or is it at this point, or is it just an enormously complex and difficult problem?
Well, he's obviously going to have a very major concern. I got Dunlap and Simon coming over after this session that we're going to.
And would you also give John Cunningham a ring to say that
I've talked to him?
What did he say? Was he coolly thinking about it?
Yes. And he's really right on the fence on this one.
Which way to go, you mean?
Yes. He tends to think we're on a whole firm, but he also knows that we've got to take some action.
The question now is whether or not to impose not a 90-60-day increase, which is as much as we can possibly do. Which means we're going to move back to a program of more rigid controls and arrest, or whether to ride it out. And let me give you the arguments in a nutshell. Basically, the right economics, and particularly the right economics for next year, is to not impose a freeze. The difficulty is that the Democratic caucus is unanimous for freeze. They know it won't work. They know that management, frankly, causes enormous problems, particularly with labor. Oh, me, it's very important. Have you talked to Colin?
No, I didn't. I should have called him. Oh, he's a good friend.
Would you get Mr. Feeney or Mr. Mel there, please? Yeah, Don, he's calling from the president's office. He thinks so much of you. He say that you left him on the shot sometimes. He'll be back on the crisis. Like this, you game, and be up and down. So, anyways. very important move. The captain will let it form this morning, so what is he pointing at?
Yes, sir. I've talked to Bill Rogers in defense. I haven't gotten the rest of the Schultz bill before he
died. Well, somebody could just call the other members of the captain. Why don't we just tell them? Who is it that does the captain? Does this all? So that they don't have read on the ticker. The nurse, the captain's chair, the medicine side now, will wonder about this. Seeing somebody who has a captain. Pardon, fine. For an office. Be sure that everyone is called for the next 5 minutes. So the secretary letter is going to be announced today as comes to the president for the economic affairs, and then for domestic affairs, and that he will be attending the cabinet meeting tomorrow. Okay? Some have already been called. Yeah, but you've been done right away. You've been due 2 or 3 hours. Yes, sir.
I should have called George and me, I don't know.
What is the question? What is your view at the moment? Were you surprised then?
Well, he's just shooting from the hip, which I think is the best thing to do, really. But I think that some action now is necessary just to show the movement that...
Well, you see, the problem with that paper, I read it again now, just a few minutes ago at the White Room. That paper isn't showing action. It doesn't show any action.
That's more important, even if it doesn't work. I mean, it...
Well, the 60 days may not work, but it's, the trouble is, they're afraid that it will make things worse a few months from now. But maybe it doesn't make that much difference. It seems to be a psychological effect. Well, the other thing I'm concerned about, if you've got to check the attendance, is whether the Congress is going to act anyway. And if the Congress is going to hang a 90-day freeze, which is totally unworkable, even a freeze on their office and the rest of it. Honest, my goodness, we better preempt it. You know what I mean?
I think it's better for you to preempt
it. Yeah. See, they hang out on the death penalty, they say.
Well, that's a very important aspect.
Have tenants check the...
But, Mr. President, something like that, I really think I should look at a little closer.
I don't know. No, no, I was starting to get you.
But that's a gut. That's a gut political thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You shouldn't be doing that. You ought to get your daughter out there. Counselor for Domestic Affairs. Yeah. Right, all agree. you about.
And I'd like to talk to you about this wage price thing, which is going to be, whenever you feel up to it. You call me, I'll wait. All right, George? Good to talk to you. Bye.
That's all right, that's good. You're not feeling well, Carl.
No, you're not, Carl. In the backyard, he pulled a tendon in his back. He's busy from your pain.
Been in bed for 4 or 5 days.
But he was not discouraged, he was cordial.
Oh, yeah, he was fine, he thought that was good.
We had a difficult problem there, you know. He doesn't believe you should ever have a secondary labor because he should be the guy. Certainly doesn't like the fact that we talked to Vincent. See, I've got to talk to Vincent about the senior thing to see if they were about. And Brandon, of course, is he was just a puppy dog over here and so forth, which he isn't. Brandon took the preserve quite a man. But so be it. So be it. But I think, well, we know George is, I can talk quite frankly to George, Cheryl. He's up and down.
I did a few favors for him in the Congress in 1952. Mm-hmm. We put in he thought it was a big thing. It didn't mean a damn thing. But, you know, these guys get carried away. But we put in the recognition of the union shop in the Republican platform last year in 1952. Bill Green was president of the AFL at that time. George was there as vice president in charge of the plumbers. This is Pete Schumer took this. George thought that was a great deal, you know, because we were the first party that came out for the recognition of the union shop and their platform, even ahead of the Democrats. By the way, George Bowman was just a tad target provision, that's all it is.
Well, what about when we can start working in?
Well, I thought that I'd go full-time on the 15th. I'll do part-time until I've got to get my personal things back in shape again. I took everything, and that'll take me up. But I'll be here tomorrow, and I'll continue now. I had this dinner that Helmut Schmidt and George Labor are giving for me in Bonn on Tuesday night.
Okay.
You know, Helmut has been a long-time friend in the parliamentarians group, and
right.
Willie Grant's going to present me with their highest award.
Excellent. And, you should tell the press that, too, that you're going to be on the 15th, that you have some commitments, including this dinner where you're going to get an award.
And I'll speak at the change of command at the 6th Fleet in the Mediterranean at that time.
I'll speak at the change of command at the president of that, you'd be an NSC because of your previous experience as Secretary of Defense and so forth. However, your primary responsibilities would be for domestic areas and so forth. The Great Continents and coal, and you were closer to the Val Haiti members of Congress and so forth and so on. They will try to probably, they're a total obsession with Watergate and such that they'll say how much is it hurting and do you think the president is involved. I think if you could just say I have total confidence in the president, I think we've had enough. We've been diverted enough by this show up there. I mean, let it go forward, let the courts proceed. You're not going to comment on the rest of it. Don't you think? Yeah. How much you thought?
Well, that's what I have to do, and that's better. If I get bogged down on that,
probably
we go with this thing, Mr. President, it would just ruin the effectiveness that I can hear.
Lots of questions in this area, and I will simply say that other than the first, I have total confidence in the president. Nothing to do with it. Leave that on the cover, as he said.
Total confidence, I've had that total assurance from the president, too, and I just don't want to.
That's right. You can say it's safe on May 22nd if you have questions, and you're not going to have that is, you're not going to go into that at all. There's more important work for this country to do. I put that right. Foreign and domestic field. The president is doing it. You're glad to be able to help in achieving these great goals for which he was elected,
That's important to get this.
The idea that we are not going to hurt, but there's more important work to do. That's what you're here for. If you could hit that, I will.
do appreciate you doing this. I think you're adding very interesting time.
We've got to have a fun with this too, Mr. Frank.
What I told you.
Because I guess...
Oh, we got to meet
him. Huh? Right. We can't...
Yeah, don't go down. No place. Long places.
Right.
You know, the thing is that we have to realize that what we're in now is another political campaign. Point is, that's what this is all about. And so if they want to have a political campaign, they're going to have it.
And there's...
We got to have it on our ground, too.
There's some advantages as far as my coming in at this particular time. We're going to go up. We're not going down. We're going up.
We got it. Well, I think we will. I mean, they'll still, I mean, every day they're obsessed with the nature of something around. But I think the country's getting just a little tired of that story. You know what I mean? They get tired of any story. That's your opinion.
Very much so. That's the big thing.
It's time to tear our money. It's time to tear ourselves away from the television sets and get on.